And it's time now for your comments. We recently heard from some bankers who complained that their insurance payments are going up, even though their banks are fine. Dan Ross of Jonesboro, Arkansas, adds one more complaint. I am on the board of a very small bank. Our charges will go up so high that we may have to eliminate one employee in order to pay the assessment. He says the troubled banks that caused most of the problem will pay their additional FDIC insurance with bailout money. Polly Sampson of Greensboro, Florida, doesn't have much sympathy. Just imagine, she writes, having to pay for the mistakes of others. Horrible! But wait, she adds, isn't that what I do? Every time I pay for my homeowner's insurance? I live in Florida and pay an extravagant price because homeowners on the coast get hit by hurricanes. We also got a response to news of a company introducing a battery-powered riding lawnmower for the masses. Kathy Kellogg wrote from Gap Mills, West Virginia, to say she has an even greener way of mowing her 5-acre lawn. A flock of sheep. They may not do a professional job, but they're pretty quiet and nice to look at. And we have an update this morning on a story about an auction that was to sell thousands of Michael Jackson's possessions. As you may have heard, Jackson sued to stop the sale. Now he's reached a settlement that will return the furniture, the Disney memorabilia, even the white glove. Auctioneer Darren Julian will sell none of it.
The items fill 30,000 square feet of exhibition space, and it took 10 semi-trailers and 3 months for us to remove everything out of Neverland.
Now that Jackson no longer lives at Neverland, Julian has no idea where all that stuff will go.
I'm an auctioneer at heart, so we prepare the last 9 months for an auction, and we don't get to have an auction. And, you know, we're calling this the greatest auction that never happened.
Your thoughts and letters are always welcome. Just go to NPR.org and click on the button that says Contact Us. This is NPR News.